Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons, both Original Recipe and Cool Ranch. And we all use the he/him pronouns. Today, Vons is just happy to see Vons again. That's probably, yeah, they're happy to see each other. Probably.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is really glad that we're not flipping through the weird fucking cultist photo album of whatever the fuck this was.
Okay. I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. I'm currently melded with Sidroa, the goo monster who has been previously living in my body, and now I'm living in its body. We just ate somebody, so we have a skeleton, and we don't have to be Frymeat's armor anymore. And we go by any pronoun you want to throw at us. We're quite content. We've eaten recently, so, you know, everything's going good for us.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And right now, we're happy to get the show back on the road.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes. We've been trying to make our way down to the pilot room to find the wizard Dave and hopefully do something about the arcs falling out of the sky. In our pursuit of that, we found this black temple buried inside the mountain. And in exploring it, we found that it has this interesting sort of shuffling around of time. Ages in time thing. There's some better way to say that. Not sure what it is right now. Anyway, we've been able to affect what phase of time we're in inside the temple with a button that we hit. Last time, Wealthy Weldroa ended up eating the cult leader and gained a bunch of good shit from that. We experimented a little bit more with seeing what was going on in other rooms that we had not been in as the shifting time happened. Ultimately, what we figured out was the lockpick guy, the guy who had left the lockpick in the safe, was now the figure inside the tube. And so that was, you know, fun and good to find that guy. We eventually brought him along with us through the shifting by Steamboat Willie taking his hand. We explored the locker room where Steamboat Willie and Juve found a fancy little box. Wealthy and Jesse went to the entrance hall and found, you know, the phases of what was outside this, like what was outside the temple as it was being built and all of the phases of time were gone through. And Cool Vons went back to the office and looted the corpses of the guys who were killed in the entrance hall or in the exit hall. We finally stabilized time by putting the fully grown crystal into the third slot in the time controlling mechanism. That stabilized the whole thing. We went back to the prime state and went down out of the exit hall and found that there's a way down that way. And so we're going to get everybody from the whole rest of the party to come down this way and go out through that back tunnel. And that's where we left off.
You all exit the temple. Happy to have stabilized it temporally, because that would have been at best inconvenient to deal with.
That's good. I perhaps did not understand the severity of that situation.
It was a great puzzle.
It was a good puzzle.
Not always clear what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
And I am glad that I I am glad that we got a little tiny bit of metatextual hint because that was good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ian. The mining. Yeah.
I was not going to set you guys adrift and just be that one GM who's like, you have to solve my riddle before, and I'm not going to give you any help because, man, fuck that hypothetical GM. That always sucks. But all right. So you exit the temple and you're thinking about how the hell are we going to get this cart down? And that's when you see that there is, in fact, a campsite set up at the opposite end of this glade from the temple. Carts there, goats there, everyone else is there. Tents are set up. They look a little settled in.
Oh, hey.
Green perks up and it's like, oh, hey. Oh, good. You're alive. That's good.
How long's it been?
3 days.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, we considered going in after you, but then we threw a rock in there and it slowed down and kind of hung in the air. And then we decided to not do that. Hope you figured it out.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was actually joking when I said, how long has it been? I thought that it was like an hour.
No, it really like felt like it was maybe like, you know, maybe 2 hours at tops.
Yeah, yeah. Although we did go through thousands of years of time.
We probably should have started by throwing a rock in there first, too. Yeah, that would have.
Oh, we did.
Oh.
I did that. It didn't do that.
Maybe it only worked on the second rock.
I feel like we went in and like started doing timey-wimey shit and
Yeah.
And that's probably why it did it to your rock.
We unsettled it. We jiggled it wrong.
That definitely makes sense with that context.
Yep.
Of there with a couple daggers and a letter and some pocket change. That's what we found in there.
Did you come with us?
Oh yeah, is Jude
with
us?
Where the fuck else is he gonna go?
I don't know.
Oh, and this guy.
I don't know. Back to his own time.
He just goes, hey.
Hey, this is Juve. He's a thief, but he's chill.
Are you still holding hands with him?
Probably.
And he's like regular height, right?
Yeah.
It's a cute image.
What does that mean, though?
Human
height.
Okay.
Or humanoid. Yeah.
I believe he was introduced as human.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay. Did run. Yes.
5'11", let's say. This glorious new trend of being definitive about things.
Aww. They're tall / small.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Two people held hands. Let's launch a ship. The every piece of media ever story.
Hey, you knew you were doing role-playing with a shipper. I don't know what you wanted from me on this subject.
They're called sailors.
What's that with?
They're called sailors.
Yeah, you knew you were doing role-playing with me, a sailor.
All aboard the good ship fanfic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay, so it's been like 2 hours and you got daggers and unstuck and then restuck time or something and found a new person and
stopped an apocalypse.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. There were tentacles.
There's a weird number of those, it feels like. This is a general rule.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Argrix is great with tentacles.
Uh-huh.
Well, you realize you don't have any concept of what time it is, really, but it's pretty late. Did you guys find a way out through there?
Yeah, we did, actually. There's like a mud room kind of exit. We can go out that way.
Yeah, so we're thinking of like lifting the cart down and going out down that way because it's closer and seems direct.
Maybe we check to see if it would cost us a bunch of time first.
The cart is already down here and there's a lift on the other end. You got to get it up some stairs.
Oh, wait.
Did they get down here?
Yeah, there's a lift. There's a lift at the back down like a big shaft.
Yeah, but I thought that was to go deeper. We still had to go like make makeshift one.
By hook or by crook, they somehow managed to get the cart here off screen. Okay.
Here, I guess I missed where here is. We didn't climb back
up. We're still in the black grass area.
Got it.
They just terribly hung out on the other end. Yeah.
Nope. All good. Caught up now. Yeah.
But yeah, so we can like rest up and start in the morning. People can relearn their spells.
Yeah, that sounds great. I mean, I don't think anybody used any spells in there, but yeah. Oh, but, I guess
yeah, probably. Well, Wealthy is a different shape now, so
I'm figuring something changed. That's true. Yeah, well, Droa got to eat, so probably Wealthy.
In a better mood.
Yeah. Are you guys like ever really in like a super bad mood from like not eating? Because you don't eat a lot.
No, I don't think we ever get into a super bad mood. We just get, you know, we just think about it a lot.
I'm fairly sure. Neutral to the whole experience.
did Cedroa say that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fair enough. I mean, Wealthy talks about it a lot, so I figured you were talking in her head a lot, so.
She might miss seed cake or be projecting.
Couldn't we, like, put some seed cake in you and you could just, like, kind of cloaca it up or something?
Oh, gross. Oh, God. No, we don't have taste buds like that, so it would just be messy. And we don't have really a digestive system like that.
You just roll you around in seeds and then you stand like, back up looking like a muffin.
Or like just hold some gravel in your mouth space and like, you know, get the mouth.
Oh yeah, feel. Gullet, like a gullet. Sorry, yeah. Not a cloaca, a gullet.
Other end, yeah.
Sorry.
I figured you're just going for maximum shock value.
No, I was not. I sorry.
Figured it was pretty amorphous in the first place, so you can put them wherever you want.
I thought you were just going off of the fact that the McElroys have said that on like 4 podcasts in the last 2 months.
No, I've somehow not noticed them saying that on that many podcasts.
You aren't listening to.
I'm not Taz. Listening to the Taz. No,
it's fine.
I only have room in my heart for one actual play podcast, and it's the one that I edit.
Sure.
We thank you for your dedication.
Yeah, no worries.
In the mind space of actual play.
Our biggest fan was Aaron the whole time.
Oh, did you not already know that?
Yeah.
All right, so rest up next day.
Sure.
You tell us everything that happened, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, we tell them everything that happened.
Because it's totally unbelievable, and it's going to be a fun story, at the very least.
Who wants to make the charisma check for just how good they tell the story?
Oh. Steamboat.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good. 24 on a prime.
You tell the story so fucking good, my dude. Everyone is impressed. Hanging off every word. It's a great campfire story. You manage to hold the attention of like 20 people, which is always a nice trick with oral storytelling that isn't at a reading where everyone has attended specifically to see you. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Especially when I do the sound effects for Weldroa eating the guy.
Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, no, it's much more visceral than that, but I'm not going to do it on air because that would be bad audio.
It sounds like when a like gets you in. In Legend of Zelda.
Googling like.
All right. Does anyone have anyone else they want to talk to before we cut to the next day?
No, not specifically. Not for Jesse, I don't think. I mean, like, from our perspective, nothing happened. Like, you know, do they have anything they want to tell us? Is there like a surprising hookup that happened while we were in there?
Did they fight off bats or something? You know, what happened?
Can someone read this letter for me?
Aaron, roll a D100.
Everyone roll a D100?
No, just Aaron.
Oh, just me? Okay.
I heard everyone too. It sounded
like. Oh, I got a 42!
Congrats.
That's the nerd number.
There were various philosophical conversations, but no hookups. No juicy gossip.
Aw.
But all right, we cut to the next day. Everyone packs up their shit, and you head on through the temple with a zillion people and a goat in a cart. There's more than enough of you to just fucking deadlift the cart up the stairs. Like, You have Jesse. You have a literal dragon. Several other strong people. Oh, Steamboat, did you want to try to open that box?
Oh yeah, I would get I'd get Baja Blast to help me out because of his recent education in that field.
All right.
In box opening. Yeah.
Pick locking.
So cool, Vons.
Mm-hmm.
Pick that lock.
Oop. Okay. 20. Fling it. All right, I got a 5 on the 20 die. So I guess I'm adding, what, 10 to that? 15?
Okay. Yeah, this thing has... Its lock is not particularly complex. So you pick the lock, and inside is a ring. It is determined by the 5 zillion magic users that it is a magic ring.
I was going to say, we can brute force the hell out of this.
Yeah. Do you want to put it on?
What? Sorry, they determined it's what?
Sorry, they determined it's a magic ring.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought... Okay.
No.
Oh, but we have to, like, experiment to figure out what kind of magic ring.
Or spend longer. Someone brought
the identify spell.
Yeah.
And
sure, why not? I don't know for magic.
All right. You put the ring on, and suddenly the coloration of your skin and clothing changes to match the environment a lot better.
Oh, sick.
Your camo index goes up. This gives you a hefty bonus on hide checks.
Does anyone else need this? I mean, I'm happy to use it. It's very cool.
I mean, it seems that Baja blasts Sally, but he can already hide pretty well. Not as good.
But like this, you could be invisible.
Is anybody else looking to be?
I'm just thinking tactically, you know.
Yeah,
like I'm not necessarily like the best, like most useful person for sneaking.
I probably can't wear a ring, so.
But
or else you why? Can wear
oh, infinite of rings. Goo.
It's gonna be one or the other.
Yeah.
You got fingy bones.
I got fingy bones, but
there's in fact just... a hard rule in the book I'm looking at right now that you can't wear more than 2 magic rings at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would actually kind of be, since I've got a skeleton now, that would actually kind of be really nice. But you found a ring, Grix. So.
Oh, but again, I'm thinking tactically. I don't mind.
Yeah, I have a feeling it'll be useful at some point, but we don't need it on right now, yeah.
Doesn't anyone else can have it and use it for our you know, spelunking? But all I want is to play with it sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would take it. I think it would be useful at some point for me to be a little bit less noticeable alarming. As a goo monster.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take it and I'll put it in my bag. And actually, Wit, you can carry it around with you for a while. I don't think we're going to... I mean, you know.
No,
you
want to play like,
no, just use it.
Whoever we can't be doing this like borrowing stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
No one will
ever. Oh, no. Oh, no I don't mean borrow. No. I just mean that narratively for funsies, Steamboat will want to play with it. But like that's outside of like
any
kind of combat rounds or marking on sheets or anything. That's like that's when we're hanging out doing downtime stuff. I'll be like, hey, I use the ring today.
Yeah, so it now belongs on the other person's inventory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let me add that to my inventory.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have a ring of chameleon power and a nice box.
A ring of what power?
Chameleon power.
I'll keep the nice box if you don't want it. I mean, I don't know if goo monsters need boxes.
I would probably want to be able to get at the ring a lot faster than if it was in a box.
Probably.
I mean, you could just, like, use the box to just store shit inside yourself.
Or you can sleep in it at night when you don't have a skeleton.
I just want to mildly point out, I don't have any possessions in this world, really. Like...
Wait, Grix, you can have... Steamboat Willie, you can go ahead and have the box. I do not need it.
I'm just teasing. I'm just like...
I don't need it!
I'm very poor.
Well, now you have a box to put the things you don't have in.
Whoa.
Oh, burn.
Nuh-uh. I can put my 3, 4, 5, wow, like 7 potions in there. I can put my 7 potions in there.
That's good.
I'll wear my squirrel suit and I'll carry my spear and my mail and that's everything.
Is the box big enough for that many potions? It's a ring box.
No, we talk. It's
small. A little bigger than a ring box, but yeah, it's like 4x6 at most. It's small jewelry box. All your potions ain't fitting there. You can put your pocket knife in there.
Woo!
I was going to say your keychain, but then I remembered you buried it on top of the mountain.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Yeah.
Which was cool. Don't get me wrong. All right. So I'll go and you head on in to the temple, now ringed, and Yeah, getting the cart in there and across is pretty easy. Everything seems to have stayed stable. Various crystals are nestled in their various places, secure. And you make it to the back exit. You step through that area that is frozen in time, where the flames just don't move, and cast static light. And then down into the tunnel. It's a short tunnel, and it leads you to a vertical shaft. It looks like it used to go up beyond this, but it's collapsed, and thankfully for all of you, it appears to be pretty solidly forming a ceiling above this section. It looks like this was a kind of midway loading platform. There's a wide flat area that you can get to a lift on, and then there clearly is the remains of another lift that went up, but that platform is like dangling by a single rope that looks like it's in very bad condition. You see water slowly dripping down it and figure out that's probably why. However, this one seems, the one that you can take further down, seems to be in good condition. There's also a ladder. So you probably can't fit everyone on the platform all at once, especially with the cart, but you can probably do it in like two or three trips, or you can send like half the group down a ladder and probably be good.
Yeah, let's just do that, because most people can climb here, I think.
Yeah, all right. You put the cart, you put those of the high mountains, put the goat on the platform, along with some assistance. And
well, those of the high mountains can just go down through the rock itself.
Yeah, but it makes people feel weird.
He likes to ride. It makes him feel special and like a real person.
I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think that's a thing, because I feel like everything about those of the high mountains is like, oh, you're not a person and you're very, very chill about that. And in fact, every time we've suggested, hey, you want to hang out? They're like, why?
They came and hung out with us.
They did, but only because we were like very insistent.
They just see you all as coworkers. Like, hesitant to cross that line.
Yeah, that is the vibe that I have gotten.
You know, work construct is kind of the opposite of work spouse.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everyone roll a d20 for me and just tell me what you get.
11. I got a
13.
12.
I got an 8.
Well, good clustering.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing attacks you, pokes you, distracts you, sends you on a long side mission, or anything else as you descend down this ladder and down on this platform.
Yeah, I was aiming for center mass. Cool.
You make your way down onto what looks to be the landing and unloading platform, given the amount of, not large, but definitely there, miscellaneous equipment that is up here. And this is, basically there is a large round central circle platform that you're on, a gap that's about 20 feet wide. And then there's a narrow little catwalk around the edge and there's a couple of places you can like walk across, and there's ladders down from that catwalk into areas below. Can I make the wild assumption that one of you looks over the edges instead of you guys just standing here in the middle of the platform forever?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. I think Jesse would definitely do that.
Okay. So you go and you look over the platform, and there is swirling multicolored light projecting up on the walls that you now find the source of. So you know those magical, like, junction cores, not the main core that you've seen before. One of them had invisible spider drafts. The other one had confusion about invisible spider drafts. It was actually full of ghosts.
Mm.
Well, you just found a way bigger one of those.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Grix, make an intelligence check for what you may have learned about these.
Pretty good. 22.
All right. So, 22, you know that A, these exist. B, that means you're getting relatively close to the core. Basically, stuff branches as it goes up into the city or out to various other places that need magic pumped into them, for lack of a better phrasing. But as you get closer to the core, they need to handle more power because it's before making the split was practical. And this is one of them. It looks to be about, including the base and the top part that has large stone beams bracing it into the... You basically have landed on the very top of it.
Okay.
Just functioning as a large stone platform. And then there are braces holding it into the wall. A little bit further down, The thing in total is about 180 feet tall.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
That's huge. That's way bigger.
That's yes. Very large.
There is are we riding down the elevator next to it?
The elevator landed on top of it.
On top of it. Okay.
It looks like they were unloaded stuff here, and then there are a couple of smaller cargo platforms that go further down.
The sides.
Yeah. So you've landed in the staging area, probably.
Okay.
Looking down, there appear to be many levels going downwards with catwalks and many an engineering console and junction and many conduits.
All right, everybody. Every time that we've been in a space like this, someone's fallen. So get ready. You're going to probably, there's a good chance you're going to fall in the next, like, you know.
God, I hope not. I don't want to go. I'd like to keep my skeleton for a while.
Yeah, that's fair. Just like, you know, I don't know, liking onto the side of the, you know, onto the side of the wall, I guess.
Yeah.
You got like grippy, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty grippy. I could stay. I got on the ceiling. I can stay. Yeah.
Great. So just, you know, grip onto the wall.
We haven't done the Weldroa drop experiment yet.
We don't need to do the Weldroa drop experiment. I don't think I bounce very well.
Weldroa, in fact, has very exact rules for when falling damage starts.
Well, I meant like the, I was trying to make a joke off of the pitch drop experiment. Sorry.
Oh, I hadn't heard the pitch. I was thinking eggs.
It's a thing. They're trying to determine whether pitch is actually a liquid or a solid. So they have like a jar of it with a spout at the bottom. It's dripped like 3 times over the last 60 years. And each time, first time everyone was walked away for coffee. The second time they had set up a camera, but exactly when it fell, the camera glitched. And so they haven't actually seen this experiment that's been continuously running for like 60 years. Actually,
I thought it happened one more time they did catch it this like latest time.
I may not be up to date on this 60-year continuous running experiment.
I think it dropped like sometime within the past 10 years and they finally did see it.
Oh, great.
What was the determination?
It's a liquid. It dropped at all, they determined that it is technically on the liquid side of liquid solid.
Yeah.
But they still never actually got... It's funny because, like, you're doing this for 60 years. It happens 3 times, and you miss it for random reasons each time.
That's science, baby.
I mean, 60 years ago, did we have the term non-Newtonian fluids?
Presumably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's only in the mid-60s. Excuse me.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. The experiment has been running for 98 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now
I think they were still figuring a lot of stuff out, but I think non-Newtonian fluids had been figured out.
Right, dear listener. But all of you see where specifically the kind of swirling refracting light is coming from, which is that it looks like this area might be below the water table, because it is flooded. The flooding starts about 60 feet below where you are right now, and goes very far down to the base of it. And that may also explain why this room is humid and muggy. Because, as you all know, conduits tend to let off some heat, or some cold, or some whatever, but you got heat this time. Uh-huh. And, so it's a nice warm jacuzzi. Nice warm 120-foot deep jacuzzi.
I don't want anything to do with that. I feel like being a goo creature, warmth is not the best thing in the world for us to maintain our viscosity.
Yeah, I'd imagine you want it like pretty like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Because too cold.
And I'm gonna
hard to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to do any water anyway.
Well, I mean, like, we found Sidroa in water.
Yeah, but and I was stuck there. I mean, I couldn't get out of the skull. It's the skeleton I was in.
Or was that more was just you didn't want to drop it?
What was that, Sidroa?
If you're referring to the skeleton you found me in, there was a lot of magic involved in keeping it down there.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to have anything to do with water right now. So, and that water's hot, so doubly so.
Fair enough. I mean, like, no one's arguing you should go into it.
Okay.
This is like a real weird... This is a real weird vibe, man.
I just feel like I'm sucking up time that we don't need to spend on the fact okay. that I don't want to spill water.
Okay, fair enough. Sorry. Water.
No, no, it's all right. I'm probably giving off a weird vibe, but I don't know why.
Okay. We'll just start, I suppose, going down the.
Yeah. How do we get down? There's to a couple... like the level of the water.
So you all, there's catwalks going around the edge, some going up to the crystal itself, about every 20 feet, and there's ladders between them. Some of the ladders are not in good condition, but there are ladders. So you can basically scout around until you find a good, you know, ladder to drop down, climb down the 20 feet, and then continue onwards. You could also jump. It's not that far. Granted, a 60-foot jump is kind of pushing it for an untrained person to dive into water, but there is enough of a gap between these catwalks at a lot of the space between these catwalks and the crystal that you could conceivably fairly easily jump down into the water from an above level.
Huh.
Can we see like tunnels off the this, you know, main shaft or
make
no?
A wisdom check.
Oh, that's a 19 on a prime, so that's 30 total on wisdom.
I guess that's okay. He merely succeeded against a level 18 challenge.
I can see into the future.
Nope, we already did that.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
You can see into the future without needing to be in the future.
Yeah.
It's always a convenient way to do things. So first off, you do see that there are what look to be doors and tunnels going off of several of the lower levels that are beneath the water. It looks like there's more further down, but the water is not completely still. You know, there's some...
There's some rippling?
Not rippling. What do you get if you, like... I guess it would technically be waves, but not enough to form, like, a crest.
Like a churning?
Yeah, a light churning. Just enough to break up the surface of the water.
And... Turbidity?
Turbidity! Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's
some light
one.
Turbidity. This is why we're an educational podcast. <Let's hear. laughs>
Cracking out those $10 words.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's a little hard to see down, but you think you can see that, yeah, there are doors and tunnels going off. It's hard to see what's at the very, very bottom, except you would guess based on the sheer number of points of light, you would guess that the main control panel and its various crystals are down there, which wouldn't be unusual based on what you've seen with other ones of these. And because you got a 30, you do see that there is water flooding in at a couple points. Like, you detect that's where a lot of the current is from. But some of the currents don't seem like they match with what you would expect. You're not sure what's causing it. It's just, right now, it's weird. I'll tell you how to feel about it. Just, there's no obvious source for this change.
I find Alvin, and I point to some of this turbidity that doesn't have an obvious entrance, or like doesn't have an obvious reason, and I'm like, hey, so you were in that like other weird place with the crystal that you had to like fix a flooding situation. Does that kind of shit look familiar? Because wasn't there like invisible beasts and shit in that room? Does that look familiar?
First off, on a CK level, amazing called shot from Aaron for remembering that. That was a long time ago. And it was a side detail because he went down later.
I'll say, sorry to break your puzzle.
No, that was cool. Like, I'm just excited. It took me a second to pull it up. I'm like, holy shit. Oh, basically goes, oh, wow, someone remembers I'm here.
This is a thing that actually happened.
Well, I mean, Jesse is, like, fairly concerned with making sure that, like, the right people are around so that she can let other people be smart.
Jesse remembers Alvin better than Wealthy does.
When she notices things. That's my excuse for when Jesse knows things. She wants there to be people who like can do things because they're smart and she's not. She just notices stuff.
Yeah, so she also strikes me as someone with a very good memory. So at least most of the time.
Play her like she's very, very like dumb about things. But she remembers. She remembers things.
So she notices stuff, just isn't quite sure what to do about it sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He looks down and goes, well, in that case, there was a crack in the wall and it was flooding. So once we plugged that in, we were able to get some pumps going to clear it out. So presumably we do that here too. This is a lot more water and it'd probably take a lot of pumps, but.
Yeah, I didn't bring any pumps.
Well, there's some built in, especially for this far down.
Cool.
The water cycle here is both very complex and deeply stupid. So basically water doesn't end up a lot of predictable places, relatively speaking, and there's a lot of it. So they kind of built keeping that in mind. So where the switch is to turn on those pumps and where they're managed from might be a bit of a mess, depending on how much they had to rearrange things as they went. Or, you know, sometimes these places are built to not be flooded. So having the pumps in semi-inconvenient places usually doesn't matter because flash flooding wasn't really a thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I meant more like, are there weird animals that we're going to have to fight?
Oh, like 85 to 95%, yeah.
Yeah, there's probably invisible spider sharks. Spider shark giraffes, again.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, very common, Steve.
Jesse nods very solemnly at what Grix is saying. Like, yeah, that sounds right.
Alvin and Cog just give each other a side glance and shrug. I mean, he could be right. They don't know for sure.
So, like, we gotta get the water out. And we gotta figure out how to do that. Because there's, like, tunnels and shit under the water, so, like...
Yeah, and if we want to keep going down, that's down. And we can probably find a more direct way to the core.
Hey, Vaughn, you need to...
Everything's in working order, but...
Vaughn, you need to invent a potion of silica gel packet.
Not a bad idea.
Just, like dehydrate the whole area. Just...
Yeah, just the driest dry thing.
Yeah, yeah, like anti-water. It just removes the water from a space.
Sure that it doesn't...
It would have to...
get on anyone.
Yeah, do not
not for consumption.
Do not ingest.
Yeah, we'll just write that on the bottle. Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like
and make it look like a healing potion.
Yeah.
Make it look like a dishwasher pod.
Oh yeah.
Oh, famously shit, inedible. Yeah.
Hi, several years ago I brought your memes back.
Steamboat Willie is going to so how far is it to the side, like to the sides of the cavern from our platforms and walkways?
20 feet between.
Oh, okay.
It widens out a little bit. It's 20 feet up here. It widens out a little bit further down because the top piece is higher.
Got it.
Or the top piece is wider than the actual like crystal core itself.
Got it. Like a hat.
But there is a continuous gap going all the way down.
Okay. Could Steamboat reasonably... Squirrel suit navigate that?
Absolutely, he can.
Okay, great. Then I will do that, and I'll try to do like a corkscrew around it on the way down and see if there's any like extra tunnels or ledges or, you know, the high up on the wall maintenance panel that why is that there?
Well, we had one large sized, as in the creature sizing, maintenance worker, and we wanted him to feel included, so... All right, Steamboat, make a drive check.
Okay.
Also, are you, I guess you're just jumping off, so you're probably not using the enchantment on your suit.
Yeah, probably not. Pretty good. 24, unless I have any special bonuses to drive specifically right now. Double check, I haven't done this in a while. No.
Okay.
I look very cool doing it, but that's it.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for all of you that had jumped off the arcs with no way to control your descent besides a potion like jumps. This looks neat as hell.
So especially to those of us who panicked.
Yeah. You go, you glide down, you're turning a tight corkscrew. Light's real pretty in here. You see layers of engineering panels. Make an intelligence check just to, like, get a quick read on everything. You'll still get information either way. It's just...
Yeah, sure. Oh, excellent. 25.
Okay. Yeah, you get a quick read. You see that there are, in fact, diagrams starting one level down. You don't know if they're complete or if they're just for the systems they're next to. You're obviously going too fast to read them, but
mm-hmm.
you notice from your Green Day days that they look a lot like, you know, various diagram panels, exit route kind of things. Pretty easily recognizable. And you spiral all the way down mm-hmm. to level 7. So, just so we all know for navigating this whole space in the future, it's very tall. It's divided into 10 levels. You are starting at level 10. If you're trying to get to the bottom, you're getting to level 1.
Okay.
So you spiral down about 60 feet and end up at level 7 on the catwalk, which is partially flooded. The water has risen to about a foot and a half.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand that it was that
partially. Actually, let's make it a foot. It's you can wade in it. It's fine.
Well, sure, but I like there's 7 levels below this, and I didn't realize it covered those 7 levels.
Yeah, sorry. It covers a lot of this space. Yep.
No,
right yep. now,
got it.
So you land here. There are ladders back up. Do you want to take a closer look at the stuff that's down here?
Yeah. Is there any reason why the water's stopped here, or is it just where it's gotten to so far? Are there any cracks here or anything?
Taking a careful look around, I'll let that one thing ride. You do see below you, it looks like there's a couple cracks in the walls that are probably letting water out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is where it has reached equilibrium, at least for the time being. It also, with a closer look, and Jesse might have noticed this too, there are definitely some doors to other passages down at the levels below you that look like they're open. You don't know if they're letting water in or draining it, but those would also probably affect things.
Well,
yeah. So,
I didn't invent a submersible to pilot yet.
Have you found the foldable boat magic item? Can't remember if that one actually has a submersible mode.
No. Anyway. Not I don't, at least not in D&D, it doesn't.
Maybe I'm thinking of the crab thing.
Apparatus yeah. of Qualish.
Yeah. The one's like a barrel with crab legs mm-hmm. half the time. But
yeah, that yeah. one can submerge.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Lower. So steamboat, do you explore around? Just go around this perimeter for
yeah,
you
yeah,
back up?
Yeah.
Do you want to call back up to people?
Well, I'll just, yeah, I mean, I imagine, but like everyone else was coming on their way down, I thought, so.
Jesse at least is like making her way down to the level of the water.
Okay. Steamboat, or not Steamboat, Grix Prime, Original Recipe Vons, and Cool Vons, and Waldroa, are you all heading down?
Yeah, I'm clinging to the side of the thing because I don't want to get in that water. That looks way too warm.
Yeah, we've got potions of water breathing and feather fall and spider climb all handy, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you're heading down too?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the core player characters are all heading down.
I think Juves should come and FM.
Yeah, how are we getting the cart down this way?
There are platforms for lowering stuff down the length of this, so you could probably use one of them to get it down here once it's not flooded. If you drain it. If you don't drain it,
sure.
That becomes a much more complex question. How do we ballast the cart? But okay. So you're all heading down. Steamboat, you walk the perimeter.
Yeah.
Make another intelligence check.
And well, these had to go bad eventually. 14.
There are definitely labels on these consoles. You can't read any of them. You haven't really been learning how to read the language here anyway, but on top of that...
Mm-hmm.
The little bits you have puzzled out, admittedly, are mostly things like menu, beer, food, bathroom. Like
more pattern recognition, though, than like actual like learning of the.
Yeah, like you've seen, yeah. you know, the same word on a bunch of restaurant
right,
signs
right.
and figure that probably means restaurant.
Yeah.
I also imagine the Arcs has at least some of the medieval thing of there is a picture of the name
right.
here.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. But all right. So you go. You head on down, you're exploring, you're not sure what to make of these panels. You do notice that some of them are dark. You would guess that, you know, magic flow has been interrupted for whatever reason. And those of you that are heading down from the higher platform on those engineering walkways, same thing. Actually, Grix Prime make an intelligence check as you walk past a bunch of this stuff.
Grix Prime. Whoa, natural one. I'm distracted.
You are positive you know what all of these diagrams mean. You are 100% confident that whatever you do, you will be doing it correctly.
Cool.
I need to remember that you rolled that for no reason whatsoever.
Is there one that'll drain it? Like, is there a button or a lever or something? Or does it point to a thing that's like the drain controls here with my absolute certainty?
You think you see... Yeah, I think actually on that very first level down from the landing platform, so level 9, you see a you see what looks to be a panel to control at least some of the pumps.
Oh, absolutely. I'll turn those on.
It is currently dark, so you'll need to figure out where to turn it back on.
Aha. Well, I'll go find it and I'll find the conduit. Or if there's like a local power thing. If there's a local power thing, I'm sure we've got enough crystals to juice it here.
All right. So you go, you make another intelligence check just to find exactly where the problem is.
3 on the die. So 14?
Okay.
15? Hang on. Wait. What's my time? 15.
Okay. But... So you find down on level 8, one level above where Steamboat is currently, you find what look to be some darkened conduits and believe you can figure out how to, you know, patch these together so they start working again with just a little bit of time.
Yeah. Let's light this baby up.
All right. You start working on that.
Yep.
Jesse, what are you doing in your copious
I'm just
free
going
moments?
Down to meet Steamboat Willie and basically continue keeping an eye on whatever the spots are that seem like they're gonna have creatures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're down on 7. Grix is on 8. Well, Droa, how far are you descending?
I am going to stay the level above the turbidity, above the level of the water.
Okay, so you're on the same level as Grix.
Yeah. I'm not doing nothing.
Okay, cool Vons. And original recipe Vons. Where are you hanging out? As Grix presumably calls out something like, I'm working on it, 1 second. And yeah.
Probably just trying to get to Grix. Hanging out with the Grix.
Cool Vons.
You know, if we just heat this guy up, we can just burn off all the water, like just boil off all the water and then we're fine. Just as long as we don't touch it or anything. Or get too close. I'm sure there could be no ill effects from that.
The steam will surely be cool enough by the time it reaches us.
Open the pores.
Yeah. All right.
Open the pores all the way.
Skin is just a barrier to moisture.
Let's nothing but off. Pores.
Yes.
Yeah, like the ending of Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. All right. Jesse, because you are keeping an eye on things, make another wisdom check.
That's only a 13 on a prime.
That's water.
Yeah, it's a lot of water.
It's actually weirdly a little harder to keep track of any movement that you're noticing initially because of the... You're no longer looking down. You're looking kind of sideways.
Yeah. That makes total sense. Yep.
Everyone ignore the sound of pages flipping. This has never meant anything in the past.
Why would it?
That's right.
Weird thing to even comment on.
I know. Steamboat Willie, make a strength check.
21.
And Jesse, also make a strength check.
26 on a prime?
Steamboat Willie, as you, wade through the water, walking around, something grabs you by the calves and drags you under. Jesse.
Oh.
Something attempts to grab your ankles and drag you under. But you are an immovable object to this very stoppable force, relatively speaking. You manage to, grab a rail and brace yourself so it can't get you under. And the surface of the water starts to roil much harder. And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Yay!
Uh-oh. Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I just don't think I can think about Paprika anymore without thinking of Dracula. Because of the Daily Dracula. Uh-huh.
Mm.
And its popularity in my home, tumblr.com.
And your home.
And my home, yes.
Yes.